I'm Dan Klufstad. Some Illinois congressional races were nail-biters last night. 17th District Representative Sherry Bustos and her Republican challenger Esther Joy King traded leads as totals rolled in throughout the night. It appears Bustos won with 52% of the vote. In the 14th District, freshman Democrat Lauren Underwood lost to longtime Republican politician Jim Oberweis by less than 1,000 votes. Susan Stevens has more on the other U.S. House races.
Freshman Democrat Sean Casten is another incumbent in a tight race, but he appears to have defeated Republican Jeannie Ives and Libertarian Bill Redpath in a close Chicago area race. Not every congressional race was a squeaker, though. Many incumbents skated to easy victories over their challengers, including Northern Illinois Democrats Bill Foster and Jan Schakowsky, and Republican Adam Kinzinger. In a rematch, 13th District Congressman Rodney Davis again beat Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. And 12th District Republican Mike Bost took more than 60% of the vote in his race. I'm Susan Stevens.
There are many races not called in Illinois, but some results did come in early, including Dick Durbin keeping his seat in the U.S. Senate. He spoke to supporters after being declared the winner.
Thank you for believing your vote counts, and it does, regardless of the outcome. And I also want to say to those people who did not support me, we need to try to establish an honest dialogue. There are things we'll never agree on, but we got to find things that we do agree on as Americans and as people living in the same state and same communities.
Durbin was first elected to the seat in 1996. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride will not retain his seat on the state's highest court. In order to win retention, Illinois Supreme Court judges require 60% of the votes cast to be yes votes. Kilbride fell short with around 56%. He was part of the court's 4-3 Democratic majority. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports another 6,500 cases of COVID-19, including 68 additional deaths. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 9,800 deaths. The age of cases ranges from younger than 1 to older than 100 years. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Taking a look at elections across the region, in Jackson County, voter turnout topped 71% with more than 21,500 votes cast. Democrat Cindy Zavonda held a commanding lead over Green Party candidate Jessica Bradshaw in the race for circuit clerk. Meanwhile, incumbent coroner Democrat Tom Kupferer appears to have narrowly won re-election, beating Republican challenger Alex Crawshaw by less than 200 votes. Democrat Liz Hunter won the race for treasurer over Republican Jason Zavonda, holding a 52-48% majority of that vote. And GOP challenger Joe Cervantes edged out incumbent Democrat Mike Carr in the state's attorney's race, 53-47%. It's important to note that mail-in ballots will still be counted for 2 weeks after the election in Illinois counties. That means close races in counties in our area could still change from day to day. In the county board contest in Jackson County, Gene Basden, T.C. Mueller, Julie Peterson, and Jessica Edmond are poised to win their respective races. And in Murfreesboro, voters said no to allowing the sale of recreational cannabis within the city limits. Republican Paul Jacobs won the seat to represent Illinois' 115th State House District. That district includes Jackson, Union, Perry, Jefferson, and Washington counties. Jacobs ran against Green Party candidate Randy Auksher and Libertarian candidate Ian Peake for the seat that was vacated by Terry Bryant, who ran for the 58th District State Senate seat and won. You can find more of our election returns by going to WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.